Howdy, folks. You know, in our dealings with the Russians, we might use an old saying of my grandpa's. He said, trust everybody, but always cut the cards. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum to bring you just entertainment. You know, I was thinking just the other day, if I could have a wish come true, I'd like to be one of those comic strip characters, you know, from the funny papers, like Little Orphan Annie, maybe. There's a kid that's been romping through the comic pages for 35 or 40 years, and she still's only about 8 years old. And that Daddy Warbucks in there. Looks to be about 50. He's crowding 90, sure as anything. With all his money, you'd think he'd buy some new clothes, wouldn't you? But every day he wears the same thing. Tuxedo, dress shirt, and a big diamond stud there. You know. He's the only fellow I ever saw who dressed formal for a fishing trip. Yeah, cartoon characters, they're lots of fun, but I feel duty-bound to warn you ladies that there's some mighty desperate characters on the loose these days. They're called the trick-or-treat crowd. Yeah, and when they ring your doorbell, believe me, you better have a treat ready for them or else. So, to keep out of trouble, you ought to have plenty of double mint chewing gum. You know, get enough so's everybody has got some and nobody's left out. It costs real little, and it saves you work as well as trouble, because, double mint comes already wrapped in neat little packages. It's easy to handle and pass around. It's healthful and wholesome for the trick-or-treaters, too. Remember that. Now, here are four tricksters that have a treat for us. The Halloran Quartet, they're going to sing about Little Liza.
I had a dream the other night.
The sweetest dream of all.
I dreamed I saw your smiling face.
Beside the garden wall. Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the spring and in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you best of all.
She came around to my back door
and asked for her turtle dove. Now, look, Eliza, tell me true.
Am I the guy you love? Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the spring and in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you best of all.
Little Liza sat upon my knee.
Now, what would she do a thing like that
well,
for?
You know the reason why.
Yeah,
but when he asked her for a kiss,
she slapped him in the... Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the spring and in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you in the spring and in the fall.
Honey, honey, honey.
Little eyes, I love you. Little eyes, I love you. Love you best of all.
Honey, honey, honey,
honey.
Oh, mighty fine, boys. You know, when I first heard about that Russian satellite way up yonder, it made me think of my poor old cousin, Bartlett Buttram. Bartlett, he invented the first space rocket, about 20 years back it was, leastwise now. We figure it was a space rocket because when we touched a match to the fuse, well, that rocket, with Bartlett hanging on to it, It headed for the sky like a jaybird after a junie bug. The trouble is, Cousin Bartlett, he didn't have any radio equipment or nothing with him, and we haven't heard a word since he vanished. But every time we see a shooting star, we always say, "There goes old Bartlett." It wouldn't mean much if he run across this Sputnik satellite there, because, well, Bartlett, he doesn't speak Russian at all. Even his English wasn't anything to speak of. Well, I sure hope old Bartlett had plenty of double mint with him when he took off, because there's nothing to make the time pass faster and more pleasantly than chewing double mint. Especially, you know, if you're doing something monotonous. Well, like going round and round in outer space there. Yeah, chewing delicious double mint, it even makes the housework go faster, too. Kind of, you know, makes things easier. Helps you get over the rough spots. Cool, clean double mint. It keeps you refreshed in a relaxed way, too. You try it, will you? Healthful, refreshing double mint chewing gum. Well, now that we've covered outer space, let's get back to the Earth men here. The Buttram Symphony, they're playing the clarinet polka. I was reading in the Washington Star that construction on Capitol Hill includes a new Senate office building now. They're allowing each senator to furnish his five-room suite with anything he wants, from a bearskin rug to a $800 vibrating chair with three switches on it. You see, with this chair, a senator, he can just push a button and get all shook up just about anywhere he wants. Of course, he can do the same thing in a debate on the Senate floor, but this way he doesn't have to listen to the other senators. Well, now you help yourself to a stick of double mint, because it's time for you to listen to Buttram Bonus Time. Our Buttram bonus today deals with how to keep uninvited guests from moving in on you when you'd rather they wouldn't. Now, this is the kind of information I could sell for $1 a copy and become the richest man in the low-income bracket. Sort of the J. Paul Getty of Winston County. But I'm giving this away as a public service. You see, what I do is this. I write a letter to the would-be uninvited guest. I write like this, Dear whoever it is, we were delighted to hear that you plan to visit us for a spell. The first thing I told Sheila when I got your letter was to see if she could fix the hole in the roof over the guest room so you won't drown the first heavy rain we get. There's about 3 feet of water standing there from the last rain, but it doesn't come up to the mattress yet. And once you've waded to the bed, it isn't too bad, if you don't mind soggy sleeping. Our daughter will be glad to see you. She's been real lonesome here since we were quarantined for measles. You'll hardly recognize our daughter. She's grown so. Right now, she wants to be a trap drummer, and you should hear how she pounds those drums and bells night and day. Never stops, except to let me practice on the steam calliope, which happens to be in the room next to yours. We'd meet you at the train, except Nellie, our horse, is expecting, so we've moved her into the kitchen. About the only thing unexpected around here will be you. Well, that's all I can write now because the electric company just turned out our lights. Well, that'll sort of give you an idea of how to keep folks from moving in on you. Our buttroom bonus for today. Now a vocal bonus here, Paula Richards singing Anniversary Waltz.
We just discovered each other tonight while the lights were low. One dance led up to another, and now I can't let you. I may always dance the anniversary waltz with you. Tell me this is real romance, an anniversary dream come true. Let this be our future years, 2 millions of smiles and a few little tears. May I always listen to the anniversary waltz with you. The anniversary waltz.
Well, so much for just entertainment today. I hope you have plenty of double mint handy, though, but if you run out, well, there's more down at the store, remember? Remember, too, you'll want plenty of double mint this week for tricks or treats there. This is Pat Buttram, and I've noticed one thing about road maps. They tell you everything you need to know. Except how to fold them up again. Bye now. We'll see you tomorrow, huh?
This is the CBS Radio Network.